Good morning. It's Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, Korea tightens its grip on NVIDIA's next generation AI servers. China's three biggest clouds finally agree on something. And a Chinese AI assistant is now sitting in 7 million dashboards. Let's start with Korea. SK Hynix announced this week that it has begun mass production of its new 192GB SOCAMM M2 memory module. It's built on a 1C nanometer low-power process, and it's been engineered specifically for NVIDIA's Vera Rubin AI servers, NAND servers, the next big platform that's expected to ship in the second half of this year. The numbers are striking. Compared with the conventional server memory used today, SOCAMM M2 delivers more than double the bandwidth and cuts power consumption by over 75%. That's a big deal, because AI training is now slamming into power limits in data centers across Singapore, Tokyo, and Sydney. SOCAMM M2 essentially takes the kind of low-power memory that lives inside your phone and adapts it for the data center. The industry has been waiting on this transition for years. Samsung is racing to qualify its own SOCAMM M2 module to keep up, which means both Korean memory giants are now competing head-to-head for slots inside NVIDIA's reference designs. For Asian enterprise buyers, the implication is hard to ignore. Whichever Vera Rubin server lands in your data center this year, Korean DRAM is almost certainly inside it. Supply concentration in Korea is no longer a temporary quirk of the market. It's a structural feature of the entire AI stack, and it's tightening. Now here's where things get interesting. Tencent Cloud has confirmed it will raise list prices on its AI compute, container services, and Elastic MapReduce products by around 5%, starting on the 9th of May. That follows almost identical hikes from Alibaba Cloud and Baidu AI Cloud, which both lifted prices in mid-April. So for the first time, China's three biggest cloud players are moving in lockstep on AI infrastructure pricing. The justification, in their own words, is surging global GPU demand and rising costs in the core hardware supply chain. The hikes cover GPU compute instances, high-performance computing clusters, and Tencent's THPC platform across all regions and billing models. This is a meaningful shift. China's compute market spent the last 2 years cutting prices aggressively to win share from Western hyperscalers. That era is over. For Asian startups and enterprises that have leaned on Chinese clouds as a cheaper alternative to AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud, the cost calculus is shifting fast. Expect more buyers in Singapore, Indonesia, and Vietnam to hedge across providers, and watch Chinese hyperscalers lean harder on domestic chips, like Huawei's Ascend 950, in order to claw back margin without scaring off price-sensitive customers entirely. Okay, story number three. ByteDance's Dubao AI model is now embedded in 145 different Chinese car models from more than 50 brands. That works out to roughly 7 million cars on the road today, all running Dubao under the hood. And on Friday, Alibaba added to that pile, announcing that its Quen model will be integrated into vehicles from BYD and a local Volkswagen joint venture. So, Tencent, Baidu, Alibaba, and ByteDance are now all sitting in the cabin, supplying voice assistants, in-car agents that book restaurants, and self-driving subscription. The reason is simple. Chinese EV makers have squeezed almost all the room out of cutting hardware prices. So, the new battlefield is AI features. Natural language assistants, agent-based booking, autonomous parking, real-time route negotiation, Beijing has been watching closely, with regulators tightening the rules on what car makers can advertise as autonomous after several high-profile crashes earlier this year. Why this matters for the rest of Asia? The bar for a competitive cabin experience is now being set by Chinese rivals, not American ones. Korean and Japanese car makers selling into ASEAN will face Singaporean and Thai buyers who expect Dubaltier voice assistance and Quen-powered concierge features in mid-priced EVs. That pressure is going to land squarely on Toyota, Hyundai, and the Western brands trying to defend share across Southeast Asia. And now, the AI in Asia view. Three stories, one underlying current. The AI build-out in Asia is no longer about who can train the biggest model. It is about who controls the layers underneath. Which Korean memory goes into NVIDIA's racks? What Chinese clouds will charge for compute? Which AI assistant is sitting in the dashboard of the next car you buy? Korea, China, and Southeast Asia are now linked into one supply chain, where every Korean dram win, every Chinese cloud price hike, and every Dubao integration changes the equation for buyers in Singapore, Jakarta, and Sydney. For enterprise leaders in the region, the practical takeaway is to plan for compute scarcity, hedge cloud spend across at least two providers, and assume that AI features will become table stakes rather than premium add-ons by the end of this year. The infrastructure layer is the new battleground, and Asia sits at the center of it. The companies that move first to lock in supply, both of memory and of compute, will spend the second half of 2026 with options that their slower rivals simply will not have. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.